Good morning, Fordy. Nice to have you on the program. How are you, mate?
I'm in good form, thank you.
Now, Alec Baldwin, after being formally charged.
Yeah, well, I guess it wasn't unexpected. We knew last week it was going to happen. But, of course, prior to that, there'd been 15 months of speculation about will he or won't he get charged. And now he is, with involuntary manslaughter. So nobody's suggesting that he deliberately set out to kill anybody. But he nonetheless was the person behind the gun. Now, he says he didn't pull the trigger. We know that. But he was still the person behind the gun. So he's now charged both as being the actor who was behind the gun, but also as one of the executive producers of the movie and the duty of care that allegedly he had not shown in putting that movie together and the on-set practices. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, the potential is there for 6.5 years in jail, and that's obviously a long time, and 5 years of that is mandatory because it involves use of a firearm in the state of New Mexico. So he, of course, says he's done nothing wrong, and they say they're very determined and they have a strong case. So it's a case of watch and wait and see now.
Can you just clarify? So he's holding the gun, but he didn't pull the trigger. Is that the defence?
Well, that's what he wants us to believe.
How does that work? Well, it just went off.
Nobody can work it out. Yeah, like just magically the gun went off. Yeah, and there's been an FBI investigation, and they say that's simply not possible. So, you know, obviously he's going to put up quite a defence to say that he was just doing what an actor should do, and he was not reckless, although one of the claims being made is that during the briefing process that he had to go through to learn how to use the guns, he was on his phone making private calls to his family. So that sort of thing is going to show negligence and recklessness when it does get to court.
Now, Laverne and Shirley, they became massive stars, so much so that they got their own show, and the death of Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley, Peter.
Yeah, at the age of 75. This actually just came through just after we spoke yesterday, but I thought it was worth returning to because they were so popular here in Australia, as was Happy Days. I mean, it still gets dusted off every so often and they show it again. And this was sort of a breakaway spin-off show from Happy Days. And they were a great duo. And apart from anything else, as you can hear there, one of the great TV theme songs, you know, such a positive message. You know, give us any chance, we'll take it. And there is nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible. Great little earworm, that song. But now they've both gone. You know, Laverne, who was played so magnificently by Marshall, mental blank, what's the name? You know who I mean.
Yeah, I do.
And Cindy Williams, you know, they were a great duo, and they didn't get along in the end. They split up. In fact, for the final season of Laverne and Shirley, Penny Marshall is the name I'm thinking of, for the final season, Cindy actually wasn't in it, but they still kept the same name. They still called it Laverne and Shirley,
right,
even though Shirley was nowhere to be seen. But a lady of great, strong Christian faith, she believed that she was put on earth for a reason, and that was to make people laugh. So
sure. She
did do that.
So she was the shorter one with the black hair, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they did reconcile. They ended up becoming great friends again, but they did have that very bitter split.
How many shows have spun out of Happy Days? You had Johnny Loves Chachi. You had Laverne and Shirley. You had Mork and Mindy. I mean, it created a lot, didn't it, really?
Yeah, well, it was Gary Marshall, who in fact was Penny Marshall's uncle, who was the brainchild and just kept churning out. He was a great comedy writer, and he kept churning out these ideas, and the networks wanted more and more. But here in Australia, it was always a great market for Laverne and Shirley and for Happy Days and the various other spin-offs. So they've all gone. The only one who's still alive now is Michael McKean, who played Lenny. But all the others from Laverne and Shirley, the key ones, and I think, well, it's a bit different with Happy Days. You've still got Ron Howard going and Henry Winkler's going, but I guess, you know, that's the reality. A lot of these TV sitcom stars are now in their 80s and 90s.
Incredible. And when we watch it, we only think it was yesterday, don't we? Pete, good on you. It's sad news, but we appreciate your contribution this morning.
Have a good day.
Good on you, Peter Ford, there talking showbiz.
Now, Millsy, we have had a deadly throat infection that has raised its head in our community, and we're going to find out more after the break, aren't we?
It's called Strep A. It's already taken the life of someone that we certainly felt for, Aishwarya, but it also can claim you. We'll find out exactly where it is in the community at the moment and how it spreads and how you avoid it if you can. 16 past 8.